Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sometimes you wonder to yourself, this relationship with Allah, is it even possible? Are we talking of something that can really happen? Well, not only is this relationship possible, but it has happened to the best of ways for the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who reached the highest possible proximity to Allah. As a result, he is the perfect human being, manifesting all perfection possible for a creation to manifest. He's also the medium, wasila, as well as the path, sirat, towards Allah, the perfect role model for us, and has complete authority and wilaya over us. Awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. But who other than the Messenger of Allah? Let me tell you about him. If the Quran is such that batil and falsehood has no place in it, and the Quran is infallible and complete in its knowledge, then that which has been equaled to it in the hadith of Thaqalain, where the Prophet says, I leave behind for you two heavy things, one being the Quran and the other wa ahla bayti, and these two, لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَ حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضِ, they will never separate until the day of judgment. Then the equal of the Quran, the Ahl Bayt, are also infallible, free from falsehood, and complete in their knowledge of Allah. And this is why, if the Prophet is a city of knowledge, then Aliyun Babuha, and Al-Haquma Ali, the truth, is with Ali. It's amazing that Allah has willed, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ, that He removes every iota of لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ, of imperfection, from the Ahlul Bayt, and وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا, and purifies them with a complete purification. What level of infallibility and understanding, faith, certainty, love, ethics, and action would come from such a purification from Allah? And this is not for any individual, however great they might be, as Umm Salama, the wife of the Prophet, asks during the event of the Kisa, that can I be part of this as well? And the Prophet praises her, as is reported in all books, but says that the Ahlul Bayt are only Fatima, her husband Ali, as well as Hassan and Hussein alayhim as-salam. Finally, how many beautiful verses have been revealed praising the Ahlul Bayt's actions? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, is referring to Imam Ali sleeping on the bed of the Messenger of Allah, sacrificing his life to seek Allah's pleasure. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, is referring to the Ahlul Bayt giving away their iftar only for the sake of Allah. And the list goes on. But we realize that on a day like today, an ordinary man wasn't killed. Rather, the perfect of human being, the one closest to Allah after the Prophet, was martyred. And as such, this grief, sadness, and tears in our eyes is an expression of our love for Allah and the best of His creation.